Reish Samach. Reich Chaim Tumen Bechoy is Kola Chaim Kulom. But Matzah Lishbo Ma'at is Oizen. In order to break our ears and understand this a little bit, because this is news to us, right? As performance-based people think that performance is much more important than essence. We don't really believe that our lives have intrinsic value, even if I'm not doing anything. Keitzad rege shel chayim machil bekir bo eilam umlo v'keitzad rege shel chayim v'sugu liyoyis kol geroli v'choshuv. Try to understand how one moment of life is so important, and it's an oil of, and how can one moment of life, how can it be so important if I'm not doing anything? So just to try and break the ears a little bit, Nilma is divra gemara m'sechta for zarzalet af yud zayin amadalef. Try and learn a little bit of a little bit of gemara. It's also a choshuv sefer, no? Amra lav al Rabbi Elazar ben Durdai. All heard of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdai. Shelo aniyah chavei Rabbi Elam shelo avra lo. He was he did it all, yeah? All 613 mitzvahs, he found a way to be over. At Shepah Machas B'Shas HaAveda, this Eir Shuv B'Tshuva. He crossed seven oceans to find, there was a woman that he heard about, and he crossed seven oceans to get to her. Everybody heard this Gemara? Rabbi Elazar ben Durdai, he knew every hole in the wall that there was to find, he found, until he heard about the best of all of them, and he went there and whatever, and then he had a hero tshuva. She woke him up to do a bit of tshuva. Hushama ki'ema covered most of a tshuva. He heard that he can never do tshuva again. He crossed the red line, because she told him, you're not going to be able to do tshuva, that's it. You're in chelok and alaba. You've had a lovely life down here, and Hashem's paid you with all the pleasure you had in this world. Goodbye, it's over. And he got a fright, and Daska Dov is there, Oirech, Loi Sarots, and the eyes of Shuva Tshuva. But Daska, the shock that he wasn't going to be Makabul Tshuva, and that he'd lost his Chaylok and Anavah, they got him to do Tshuva. Halach v'yoshev bain shnei harim v'gobois. He went and he sat between two mountains. Omo, harim v'givois, mountains and valleys. Big shala rachamim, please daven for me, you have rachamim for me, because I can't. Omro lo, ha'atsharim v'vachim alecha, v'vachish alatmeinu. We haven't got time to makesh for you. We're too busy with our own problems. Shenema ki aharim yimoyshu vaagveis tumute temoitino. Amo shemayim vaaret bukshal arachamim. Went to the heavens and earth. Amo ad sheanu mevakshim alecha nevakshat meinu. Shenema ki shemayim chashen nimlochloi vaaret kebege tivolo. The world, the heavens will destroyed with smoke. Because there's nothing left of us, so we're too busy praying for rachamim for ourselves. I don't have time for you. Chama v'levona, bikshol rachamim. So he went to the sun and the moon, and he said, please, bikshol rachamim. Amru lo ad she'anu mevakshim alecho, mevakas meinu shenema, v'chofra alavona, v'busha chama. The sun and the moon don't have a happy ending, so we've got to look after ourselves. I don't have time for you. Amar kechovim v'mezalos. Anyway, he didn't give up. He tried everything. Same story. Everything, the tzava shamayim, the leaves of the heavens going to be wiped out. Those are five words that you should learn off the heart. It applies to everything. Eina dover tolu ele bi. Eina dover tolu ele bi. This is only, it's all up to me. You can blame your mother, you can blame your father, you can blame the neighbors, you can blame your wife. At the end of the day, ain't it over till it be. It's up to me. I can change the whole world, I can mechazek the whole world, I can attack in the whole world. All the problems in the world, it all depends on how I deal with the situation. It's a very important phrase there to get into your head. First of all, because it's true. And then all, because it helps you deal with reality. It's a good one for marriage, that one. Ain't it over till it be. You can attack in anything in the home. He stuck his head between his legs. There was some tshuva. Put his head between his knees and he cried himself to death. Yotze Basko v'amra, Basko went out. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdai muzumen l'chaye olam habo. An hour ago, he was not going to be makabel b'tshuva. He wasn't going to have any tshuva. He'd wiped out. He'd lost his olam habo. He begged the whole world to daven for him until he realized, whoa, I'm going to do this myself. Okay, I'm going to have to change. Stuck his head between his knees and started crying. His neshama went out, and now he's in a lama ba. And not only that, but Bocher Rebbe Vama. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi must have heard the bus call. Who was the bus call for? It's always bothered me. Many times I'm going to say the bus call went out or a bus call goes out. Who is the bus call? It says 40 days before conception, a bus call goes out and says this fetus is going to marry this fetus. Who needs the bus call? Who does the bus call? Why? What's this? A bus call went out and said Beloza Ben Dodai is Mezumah L'chayel Amaba. Who needs to know that? Why would the bus call have to go out? Just tell the guy in charge of the rooms in Olam Haba, please give him a room. He's on his way. Fix up with him. A bus call. So Vice says, Rebbe heard the bus call, yeah? And he cried. Rama Yesh Kona Olam Haba Kama Shonim. Those people that acquire the Olam Haba, it takes many, many years. The Yesh Kona Olam Haba Shah Achas. And those acquire the Olam Haba in 1 minute. Amar Rebbe, Lord Dai Labale Tshuva Shem Makabli Noisom. It's not enough for the Baal Tshuva that they Makabli. And it's Shukairi Noisom Rebbe. He was called Rebbe Elozer Ben Dodai. Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe Elozer, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Elozer Ben Dodai. Got the same title as all the Tanoim. It's a portion of the title of a Tana. Pia Otsu. This Gemara is a Pia Otsu. Yeshlai. Obviously this Gemara needs a lot of discussions. The order of who he asked to daven, why he asked them to daven for him. Was he so stupid that he thought that the Shemayim could daven for him? Well, obviously the Gemara needs a lot of, like every Gemara, any piece of a Gadatet needs a lot of thought. But just on our subject, Kaitan Koran Lezer Ben Dodai, it's a lot of a Shachas. How was he calling his life a Shachas? Kaitan Koran Lezer Ben Dodai, it's a lot of a Shachas. So by Yaitan Tzarech Biyo, Ma Kara, B'Shash, Shoma, Shain, Mekabel, Lezer Tshuva. What happened when he understood they're not going to Mekabel Tshuva? What, he was living his whole life thinking that he's going to do Tshuva and now Mekabel him? What was he thinking? Adam Shah is Shakur B'Tahay Masachet. Somebody who was immersed. He didn't get a little struggle with Yitzhar and went and did an Aveira. He was involved, immersed in Tumah. Ma'azazo is say B'Shom B'Kuraini Yoichel Lachzor B'Tumah. What got him going? He thought he couldn't be Chazor B'Tumah. So I won't be Chazor B'Tumah. He got to Tel Aviv, found some guy there immersed in Mem Tesha Yotim and said, they're not going to recover your Tumah. God, okay, well, thanks, you know. Give me another beer. I'm going to do tshuva. And I come to you 20 years ago and said, hey, you better get your tshuva. I'm going to cover your tshuva. What do you care? Well, why did he get a fright? Nineveh, Sheshom, Sheshom, Makabal, Noisav, a tshuva, who taught us, Kishav, Yachol, Boyer, Oilam, Oimed, La'obetoto. I'm sure there are many, many tshatim there. The tshat he wants to take is like this. When he heard that they're not going to come with him with tshuva anymore, he understood that Akash Bochu was about to lose the whole world. Him. And that gave him the chizuk and aroused him to return to Hashem no matter what. The Mephoshim explained that this was a tshuva mi'avad, wasn't a tshuva from pachad. I would have thought he got such a fright. The guy thought, no olam haba, that's worth getting a fright over. So a tshuva mi'yira, he's a tshuva mi'yira. The problem with that is tshuva mi'yira doesn't get makabled so easily, and you certainly don't become ready. Tshuva mi'yira doesn't turn the aveira into a mitzvah. So the Mephoshim learned from there that this was a tshuva mi'avad. It's hard to see where there was an aveira. Tshuva sha'aleya amu chazal zdeines nase lo kizchiyois. Every avera he did became a mitzvah. No wonder he was called Rebbe. But how did that happen? How do you take every avera that a person did and he does a tshuva? You know how powerful that tshuva has to be that those averas now get attributed to him as mitzvahs. Kashomer ki ibedes haif shalut ha'achreina lachzor b'tshuva. When he heard that he'd lost the last possible opportunity of because of a tshuva and l'shov of aviv sheva shemayim, and he heard that he's not going to go back to Hashem anymore, he sa'ir bo rege sha'av klape kosh bochu v'bida kol gedoy le'at shelo inyan oto goy la'ishi. He got such a fright that the love that a father has for his son, he's lost his relationship with his father forever. That's it. You know, a son can be very naughty and he can be a big rebel, yeah? And he keeps coming back, and then the father gets a call from the cops, please come bail your son out, and then he gets busted for this, and then he's involved in this, and he's like, and the guy's like, eventually he gets the father says, listen, just do me a favor, do what you want with him, you know, throw the key away, I don't want this kid anymore, yeah. You hear dad's not coming to bail you out, or God forbid the kid's in hospital, and the father says, Loman, you're not here anymore, the kid's crossed the right red line, that that's a big shock. He suddenly realized, not only have I destroyed whatever, but I've even got to the point where my father doesn't want to see me anymore. That's a big shock for a kid, yeah? That's what happened to Rabbi Elazar. He suddenly realized, of course, Baruch Hu is about to lose me. He's about to lose his son. So then his personal interest became irrelevant. He just had to get back to his father. Tzah Shina Shetofer says, Liboy, the Tzah Shina grabbed hold of him. Huchosh, of course, Baruch Hu, Hifsidoti. Lo Menyenoti, Lo Ha'ilam Azeh, Lo Ha'ilam Abad. Hashem's going to lose me. Lo Echpat Li Ha'ilam Azeh, Lo Ha'ilam Abad. Not interested. Kol Tzukosi Hi Shehavske Lo Shuv El Avi Veshe B'Shamayim. I don't want a lama, I don't want a bar, I just want my daddy back. Umitoich kach bocho ve bocho le lo heref at she moses nafsho le yoshtra. Card and card and card until he gave up his neshoma to his creator. Bo oisa shah hu hiki be uvda she afa pishu obud mikol ve kol. At the moment we realize that even though he's given up everything, mikol makam noga le libo maa ye al tzara shel kosh bochu. But what's going to be with the Tzar of Hashem that he's lost the son? Never mind, I've lost everything. I've got nothing. Ain't no lava zeh, ain't no lava ba, it's all over. But my other's lost the son. HaKosh Bochum HaKelo Kfa Shanim Rabo Yishuv Alov. His father's waiting patiently to come back. Vu Borech Mimeni, he's running away from his father all the time. L'chein Kasher Gia L'Madregas Tshuva Zu, when he got to this Daga of Tshuva, Zokah Shekol Avanais of Hof Chudus Chayis. All the various he did, all got turned into merits. V'shar kalet tikkun is kol yemei chayav. He was masakin his whole life in that 1 hour. Hu chozer v'yichye is kol revovois haragoyim shayimaisim ad kol. He gave birth to all those moments that he killed. Hu bocha be'erech l'chaim v'hofcham l'chaim itzchim. He chose the value of life and he turned his whole life into an eternal existence. We don't have a scorekeeper yet. I think we've got four. Pele dike zache.
Pele dike zache.
She must have said it properly, eh? She said to him, that's it, it's over. He must have had some understanding. This couldn't have been a complete Amaret who knew nothing. He understood that when I came to him and said, Yander Chelak Alam Abba, he understood, according to this chat anyway, that that meant his keshe with the Kosh Baruch Hu was complete him and attack and Hashem didn't want him anymore. His father's not interested in him anymore. I'm disowning my son.
But that's like saying
Hashem has boundaries. We see that Hashem doesn't have boundaries because he was becoming back with you afterwards.
Yeah.
But he thought Hashem has boundaries. He thought that's it, it's over. It was Manasseh that was Machadish.
Yeah.
It was Menashe already. Okay, maybe he didn't know that Menashe. We know Menashe, so we know that Hashem has no boundaries. He didn't understand. He thought, Mama said, Hashem's lost me, it's over. And he started crying and crying from deep pain. Not because he thought, oh, you know what, Hashem's telling me that I'm not going to have Olam Haba, but really I'm really going to have Olam Haba because Hashem has no boundaries in mercy. He really thought it's over. And in that realization where he really thought it's over, he got such a shock, he got such a fright, we don't understand. I mean, he possibly shook the heavens until he died from his tshuva. And we know that Hashem has no boundaries, that even he was makabal with tshuva. Not only was makabal with tshuva, but all his avarice became mitzvah, and he's sitting on a lav bar ready. Rabbi Yehuda Nossi cried over this.
When he was going out and doing all his avarice, was that just because he didn't care, he was just doing whatever he wanted, or just because he was... He wanted to break Averis and not rebel against Hashem.
Pashtus, he wasn't ready until he did tshuva. He must have had something going for him that he was able to do a tshuva like this.
No, I'm saying before the tshuva.
You see that there was something lurking. There was some greatness in this man. The Gemara brings you an example of somebody who Pashtus, you know, this is the greatest Baal Avera.
So he was doing a dafka to...
Gemara doesn't say, was he doing it out of lust? Was he doing it dafka because he was makir his body and he wanted to rebel against him or whatever? He's just a naughty son.
Because he wanted to do an avera or because he wanted to...
Seems he had a lot of tava. Seems it was driven by tava. Seems driven by tava. He's out having a good time or whatever. And he thought, you know, eventually one day I'll come home and I'll spot there with Abba. Until he heard, Abba doesn't want him anymore. I've worked a bit with rebellious kids, okay? They all think that there's infinite love. And the truth is there is. But eventually they get a call on that and they get a shock that others not coming to bail them out. Yeah, they get a big shock. That's